السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء، فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة، وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة، وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليرح ذبيحته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers and our mothers and sisters who are listening over streaming or the receivers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us today on this auspicious and mubarak day of Eid, which in reality should be a day of celebration. As is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that every single nation has got a day of celebration, and this day of Eid is our day of celebration. Of course, as Muslims and as believers, our method of celebration is very different from the celebration of those who have not been blessed with Iman. We find that when they celebrate, then they lose all boundaries, and even those few boundaries of morality that may be kept by them too, those too are completely destroyed. And as we see sometimes in some of these celebrations, that people become so intoxicated and they go to such an extent and there's so much of wastage that the regret and the remorse and the repercussions sometimes remain for the rest of that individual's life. There's regret and remorse. But as believers, we have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have the Nabi of Allah as our role model. And we find that as believers, our celebration is this, that together with the happiness, together with the joy, together with the family getting together, we also glorify Allah and we intensify our takbir and our tahleel and our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, today being the day of Eid, being the day of celebration, we should keep this at the forefront, that today, insha'Allah al-Aziz, Allah make it such, that we turn this day of Eid into a day of celebration in the true sense of the word. That it becomes a day in which we draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us whom Allah has blessed with sufficient wealth will be engaging in the qurbani. And we know that one of the primary goals of qurbani comes from the word qurb, that a person wants to, by means of the sacrifice, he or she wants to gain closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that we do, every form of worship, the objective is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ultimate goal. And therefore, in our performance of the Eid Salah, and those of us who will be performing the qurbani at home, or those who will be going to the farms, then this should be at the top of our minds, if we may say, at the top of our priority list. That this qurbani, this performance of the Eid Salah, it should be only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that intentions are judged and are based, and if we may say, the criterion for the acceptance of any form of worship is based on the intention. And in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know the incident where many companions migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina Sharif due to the trials and the tribulations and the torture and the challenges and the hardship in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and how difficult it was to make amal and practice on deen. And Allah had given permission for the believers now to migrate. And they left their families and their wealth and their properties behind, and they went to Madinatul Munawwara. And this was a great amal and a great form of worship and sacrifice, which Allah appreciated tremendously. And Allah praised the muhajireen and those who left everything behind. But there was one particular sahabi who also migrated, but his intention was that there is a woman in Madinatul Munawwara who he wants to get married to, and she made a condition that, listen, if you want to get married to me, then you need to come to Medina Sharif, because, you know, I don't want to come to Makkah Sharif. So he migrated. It is upon this that the Rasul of Allah said, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That whoever has migrated for Allah and His Rasul, then indeed that migration is for Allah and His Rasul. His reward will be there. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. And as for that individual who has migrated for the sake of some worldly matter, or that he wants to get married to a woman, then his migration will be for that reason. Of course, there was nothing wrong in migrating for that reason, but Nabi Kareem Sasam was highlighting the importance of the intention. Hence today when we will make our qurbani, it should be for Allah and Allah alone. Sometimes it happens that the person now, he purchases an animal and now the entire family is there. And this is an opportunity for us to showcase our wealth and our might and how excellent our animal is. Or sometimes the person wants to, you know, show off, especially for the younger ones. Then you find that even if the sheep is not giving a struggle, they'll make it seem like it's giving a good struggle, because there are some, you know, people watching nearby, and sometimes ladies also are present. So now we will say that the person may get what he wanted. He may get some acknowledgement. The person may get some attention at that moment. They may be talking for a few days thereafter that you saw how he was able to, you know, drop that animal, or you saw how wonderful his animal was, or how beautiful that cow was, or how tremendous it was. So he will get acknowledgement. That name and fame you will get. But remember that today people will praise you, and sometimes the very same people after 1 week will be criticizing you. Therefore, Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. He says, and we heard this from our late Mohandas Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said that the person was in a room with many, many mirrors, and there was a bird that was flying in this room. And now this person was trying to catch the bird. So he was going to each mirror, but he was not succeeding. And it was becoming cumbersome, it was becoming very, very tiring. So upon this, Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, this foolish individual, he can continue going to each mirror, one after the other, but he's never going to catch the bird. What is required is that person needs to completely ignore every single mirror and focus on that one real bird that is in that room. This sometimes happens to myself and all of us, that we are so worried about impressing everybody else. We want acknowledgement from every single other person, but we are forgetting the most important acknowledgement and the most important acceptance, and that is please one Allah. If you please Allah, you have everything. The person who gets Allah, he has everything. And the person who does not have Allah has absolutely nothing. Therefore we make dua that Allah makes it such that our qurbani today is for His pleasure and His pleasure alone. And hence if you look at the beautiful dua that we recite at the time of qurbani, which in fact is the words of Nabi Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, at that point when he was searching for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala speaks about him looking at the stars. And when he looked at the stars, he marveled at the stars. But then when he saw that the sun had risen, he said that how can I worship something that is overpowered by light? فَلَمَّا رَأَ الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا. When he saw the moon, then he was impressed by the moon. But then again, when the sun had risen, he said that no, in the one instance, the brightness of the moon, it shaded and caused the stars to fade away. But now the brightness of the sun has caused the moon to fade away. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ. And now when he saw the sun, بازغةً. He said, هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. That indeed this is my Rabb, because it seems to be the greatest. But then when the sun had set, at the time of sunset, he says, no, how can I worship something that is overpowered by something else? And it's at this point that he said, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He says that I have turned my undivided attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that being who created the heavens and the earth. And I am of those who have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not those of those who have ascribed any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today at the time of Qurbani, when we are placing that animal down, we will derive important lessons. And remember, as in the verse of the Quran Majeed, Allah ta'ala is not really concerned, and you know, it is not the flesh and the meat of the animal that Allah wants. In fact, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we can just ponder a little regarding this, that in the nations of the past, there was also some form of sacrifice or the other. Allah ta'ala speaks about the sacrifice of Habil and Qabil. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنِي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. That two of these sons had, you know, performed the Qurbani. There's a lengthy story, we don't have time to go into it. And Allah ta'ala accepted the one and did not accept the other. The ulama explained that the sign of acceptance was that they had to take the animal to the top of a mountain, and a lightning would then strike the animal that was accepted. Now can we imagine if on the day of Eid, each and every one, you know, was aware of whether or not his Qurbani was accepted. You know, we know what our condition is and how sincere we are. Can you imagine the embarrassment that if everyone, the entire family came to know that this Hazrat's Qurbani wasn't accepted and that person's Qurbani was accepted, what would have been our condition? It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has kept it unknown, that we're not sure whether or not our Qurbani is accepted. And in that is also safety, because we can imagine the person whose Qurbani was accepted, then if it was weak people like myself, we would have been, making big claims. We would have been saying, "Hum to pahunch ke, we have already reached Jannah." But Allah Ta'ala made it such that the pride is also protected in this way, that a person has absolutely no idea whether it's accepted or not. Hence, we will perform the Qurbani with both hope and fear. That we have great hope that inshallah Allah will accept it. But we also have fear that there is a possibility and probability that because of some my weakness and because of my sins and because of my lack of sincerity, that Allah is not accepting this Qurbani that I am performing. And this should be a fear. And of course, if Allah accepts that Qurbani animal, then in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we learn that Allah rewards for every single hair that is on that animal. Can we imagine if we had to count every single hair? The amount of investment there is in that Qurbani, one can imagine. Hence, it is important that when we are performing this Qurbani, we do it with a happy heart. Sometimes the person is, you know, so much I spent on the animal. And as in one of the audios when I was listening to Hazrat Muhammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat speaks about the aspect of looking for a good animal. In fact, the fuqaha state and they mention that a person should look for an animal that, you know, the quality of meat is also good. Sometimes you find the person, you know, he buys an animal that the meat is so tough and hard that the person, you know, he's like struggling to eat it. In the process, some of his teeth too are shattered. So now we will say that the purpose of the Qurbani has not really been fulfilled, because one of the objectives of Qurbani is that the person himself should partake of the meat, and he should be able to distribute the meat to his family, to his colleagues, to his neighbors, and to the poor and needy. And everybody should partake of this meat. So this is the mercy of Allah upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we are also allowed to partake of that meat that we are spending. So in reality, it's not even really a loss in that sense. Sometimes a person measures his loss in the form of material wealth. But sometimes we have to think in the form of the akhirah, that this money that I'm spending on this animal is actually, it's almost, if I may say, an EFT into another account. If a person has got multiple accounts, and he transfers the money from one account to the other, so does he really feel like he's lost anything? And in fact, if he knows that, listen, that account, you know, it has the potential of earning greater profits compared to this account, because, you know, this is some savings account or long-term savings or fixed deposit, whatever it may be. So now when the person transfers that money into that account, actually he feels very happy that, you know, I've secured my money, you know, I put my money in this investment, I'm going to be earning so much more rewards. So in the same way, when we are spending our money on this qurbani animal, we should say to ourselves that inshallah, this is my investment in the akhirah. I have transferred this money that I have, or that I have saved, and I've transferred it to the bank of the akhirah. And inshallah, I will see the rewards of this in the hereafter. And Allah will grant the person the reward in this one. So nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, today on this day of Eid, we will endeavor to perform our qurbani solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will ensure that on this day of qurbani, we do not violate any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because on the one hand, we are trying our best to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, if a person engages in such activities that invites the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will say the person will not really realize or see the benefit of that day. This beautiful example we heard from our late Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And in fact, he quoted Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib, that he said once his Sheikh, Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, was traveling with Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib in one of the Arab countries, and summer it was. So Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib said that, why don't we switch the aircon on? It's quite hot in the car. So the driver said that, no, actually the aircon is on. So then the driver said that perhaps somebody's window is open. So Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, when I looked, my window was open. And he said, as soon as I closed the window, the car became cool. So he said, Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib said, that we learn a very important lesson from this. That as long as that window was open, the heat was coming inside the car. And even despite the fact that the aircon was working and generating cool air, we were not feeling the effect of the aircon. In the same way, through our good deeds and our a'mal and our you know, sacrifices and the money that we're spending in good causes, it's generating tremendous thawab and rewards. But at the same time, if we have in our life the window of sins open, then unfortunately we're not really going to see the true effect of the good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to sacrifice our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Ibrahim ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he was willing to sacrifice his beloved son in fulfillment of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have to do that. All we need to do on this day of Eid and in our lives is sacrifice our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take that sharp knife of taqwa, which during the month of Ramadan we had sharpened so well. And now you will take the sharp knife of taqwa and you will slice it over the evil desires. And as we see, the sun is rising now, the entire horizon becomes red and then it brightens up and then all darkness disappears. In the same way, if we will sacrifice our evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then darkness will disappear from our hearts. And the suns of the mahabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to rise from that heart. It will permeate within that heart. And in fact, people who will come into our company will feel the effect of that light and that effulgence. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq on this day of Eid, respected elders and brothers. We as a Muslim ummah, if we look at nationally the kind of challenges that we are facing, locally we know that the rising fuel prices, the cost of living, and many people are, you know, going through financial uncertainty and concern. And then if we move to the international level, we find that there are so many Muslims now, currently, if we look at the condition of the Muslims in Gaza and in Iran and in Sudan and so many different parts of the Muslim world, we find that there are so many Muslims who are suffering. Today, alhamdulillah, whilst we will be going home and many of us are wearing beautiful clothing and we have our homes and we have our beautiful beds, we should spare a thought on this Mubarak day for our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, whose homes have been ruined to rubble, whose children have, many of whom their children have passed away. Today on this day of Eid, their hearts will be shattered. Their hearts will be broken. So from this we learn a lesson that yes, we may be facing challenges in our lives, but there are other people who are going through so many more challenges than us. And therefore, we should learn to appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the little that Allah has granted us. Indeed, as a Muslim ummah, if we look at the life of Ibrahim Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, there were many challenges that he went through in his life. He was ostracized, he was isolated, he was even taken and thrown into the fire. And despite all of these challenges and these trials and these tribulations, he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He submitted to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his a'mal, accepted his deeds. And today we find that today, so many hundreds of years after the demise of Ibrahim ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, we commemorate his actions, we praise his actions, we look at him with admiration. And therefore we learn that when, as a Muslim ummah, we will learn to face our challenges by turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, as a Muslim community, we learn many, many lessons, particularly during the days of Hajj, a lesson of unity within the Muslim ummah. Today we find that in this country, there are many, many challenges that we are facing. If we look at the xenophobia that is taking place, there are lessons that in a Muslim ummah we can learn from the incident of the Ansar and the Muhajirin, and how the Muhajirin accepted the Ansar accepted the Muhajirin and made them a part and parcel of the community. As Muslims, there is absolutely no space for racism and for xenophobia. And therefore, as a Muslim ummah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Eid, He grants us all the tawfiq to develop such qualities that will draw us closer to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah make it such that we become a means of uniting the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we will now be performing the Eid Salah. Just as a reminder for the brothers, that we will make intention that we are performing 2 rakats Eid Salah behind the Imam with 6 extra takbirs. In the first rakat, the Imam will recite the takbir and we will recite Thana. And thereafter, there will be 3 additional takbirs. We will raise our hands. And on the 3rd takbir, we will tie our hands. The Salah will continue. In the 2nd rakat, after the Surah Fatiha and the Surah, the Imam will recite 3 takbirs. And on the 4th takbir, we will then go into ruku. And the Salah will continue as normal. Let us straighten ourselves, staying shoulder to shoulder. There's still a lot of space on your right-hand side of the masjid. Brothers are encouraged to come inside and fill all gaps. There's still space in the masjid. Brothers are encouraged to come inside. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. Allahu Akbar, 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 La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد اعلموا أيها المسلمون أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ويومكم هذا يوم نحر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه لا يأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأذلافها وإن الدم لا يقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأضاحي قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد سعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وذبح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الذبح كبشين أقرنين أملحين فلما وجههما قال إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض على ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين اللهم منك ولك عن محمد وأمته بسم الله الله أكبر ثم ذبح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقد قال الله تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نسائها للجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد InshaAllah, we put our heart and mind in dua. We have a large gathering, and in the midst of our gathering, we have the elderly, we have those who are unwell, we have little masoom children. And we learn in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is in such gatherings that the acceptance of dua, inshaAllah, we have hope in the acceptance of our duas. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله وصلي وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving Allah most caring Allah most merciful Allah Ya Allah we are extremely sinful servants of yours Ya Allah Allah, you have gathered us here this morning, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we have so many brothers and, Ya Allah, elderly, Ya Allah, masoom children in our midst, Ya Allah. Allah, we have great hope that because of their presence, Ya Allah, we will be forgiven, Ya Allah. Allah, therefore we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. We are not justifying any sin that we have committed, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Allah, you are such a kind Allah. You had blessed us with so many bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Every single bounty that we have is nothing but your gift, Ya Allah. The eyes with which we see, Ya Allah. The ears with which we hear, Ya Allah. The hands and feet with which, Ya Allah, we move and touch, Ya Allah. Our hearts that are beating, Ya Allah. These are all happening with your mercy and bounty, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, besides that, you have blessed us with so many more bounties that we cannot even enumerate and count, Ya Allah. But Allah, despite all your favors and bounties upon us, Ya Allah, we have been, Ya Allah, so ungrateful, Ya Allah, that we had used your very bounties to violate your commands, Ya Allah. Allah, you saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. You are aware of every single action that we engaged in, Ya Allah. But despite all of this, Ya Allah, you are so Halim. You are so tolerant, Ya Allah, that you still, Ya Allah, blessed us with more bounties, Ya Allah. But O Allah, we have realized our mistake, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, these bounties would have been snatched from us, Ya Allah. We have seen people without eyes, Ya Allah. People without hearing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, people who are unable to move, who are paralyzed, Ya Allah. O Allah, if you wished, Ya Allah, you could have taken and snatched these bounties away from us, Ya Allah. But O Allah, despite this, Ya Allah, you continue to shower us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Therefore, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you today in the midst of this gathering, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on this day of Eid, Ya Allah, it is the condition of our heart that reaches you, Ya Allah. Therefore, Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa mujalla muzakka dil ata farma. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. At present, Ya Allah, our hearts are abounding with pride, with malice, with jealousy, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Let the qurbani today be a means of your closeness, Ya Allah. A means of your pleasure, Ya Allah. O Allah, and on this Mubarak day, Ya Allah, there are many of our brothers and sisters who are unable to perform qurbani, Ya Allah. They do not have the financial wealth, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah. O Allah, you are the raziq, Ya Allah. You are the provider, Ya Allah. You provide for them, Ya Allah. Those who are in debts, Ya Allah, alleviate their debts, Ya Allah. Create for them avenues so that the debts can be paid out, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and ill, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, dua aur dawa mein asar hai zurur. Marizo ki shifa, lekin daste khuda mein hai, Ya Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. There are those who are in hospitals, Ya Allah. There are those who will be going for operations, Ya Allah. Make these procedures and operations a complete success, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious and compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, make their marriages jannat on earth, Ya Allah. Grant both parties the ability, Ya Allah, to fulfill each other's rights. And not only to go by the book of rights, Ya Allah, but to go by the book of love, ihsan and khidmat, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah, he performed a qurbani on behalf of his entire ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, he had such love for the ummah, Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, he loved the ummah more than any mother loves her child, Ya Allah. We know, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when every single person will be worried about nothing but himself. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, where every Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi. But on that day of judgment, Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, Ya Allah. Allah, he never ever forgot us, Ya Allah. In fact, we learn in some riwayat that the Nabi of Allah would refuse to enter Jannah despite him given the highest stage of Jannah until his last Ummati enters Jannah, Ya Allah. Allah, he loved us so dearly, Ya Allah. Today, the very Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ashamed, Ya Allah, to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he sacrificed for our sake, Ya Allah. That Nabi for whom roses should have been placed in his pathway, Ya Allah. Instead, thorns were placed in his pathway, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on one occasion, Ya Allah, ash was thrown on the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we learn in the riwayat that one mushrik, Ya Allah, spat on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, today we go to Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, with so much of comfort, Ya Allah, and aircons and carpets and beautiful marble floor, but my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion performed sajda in the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on his Mubarak back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the battle of Ya Allah, Uhud, Ya Allah, the Mubarak tooth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shattered, Ya Allah. In Taif, Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chased like a dog, Ya Allah, to such an extent, Ya Allah, that he began bleeding so profusely, Ya Allah, that his shoes shoes became clogged with his Mubarak blood. But despite that, Ya Allah, he refused to curse the people of Taif, Ya Allah. He was so Rahim, Ya Allah. He had so much of mercy, Ya Allah. And he loved humanity at large, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us, Ya Allah, ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who have not gone for Umrah, Ya Allah, take them for Umrah, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters and colleagues and friends and family members who have gone for Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the Hajj maqbool and mabroor, Ya Allah. Let them return as assets to our community, Ya Allah. Let them be a means of uniting the community, Ya Allah. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the ummah in one piece, Ya Allah. They were united, Ya Allah. There was so much of mahabbat and love, Ya Allah. Today the ummah has been fragmented into a million pieces, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect us and let us not be of those that further divide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, create unity within our homes, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. O Allah, unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. The rights of our parents, Ya Allah. The rights of our children, Ya Allah. The rights of our spouses, Ya Allah. The rights of our neighbors, Ya Allah. The rights of our family members, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us barakat in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Barakat in our homes, Ya Allah. Barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Barakat in our time, Ya Allah. Barakat in our health, Ya Allah. Allah, protect, Ya Allah, our homes and our businesses from the hasad of the hasidin, Ya Allah. From the fasad of the mufsidin, Ya Allah. All the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of your Mubarak deen, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept the work of Dawat in Tabligh, Ya Allah. The work of the Khanqas, Ya Allah. The work of the Darul Uloom, Ya Allah. The Masajid, the Madaris, Ya Allah. O Allah, this masjid, Ya Allah, make it a markaz of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Let it continue to be a means of Sadaqah Ijariya for Hazrat Mu'in Hospital Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and all those that assisted, Ya Allah, in the upkeep and the maintenance and, Ya Allah, the establishment of this masjid, Ya Allah. Let it be a means of perpetual reward, Ya Allah. Allah, we too have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. Cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai, to jahan bhi ho, barakat wali maut naseeb farma. Wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Today on this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah, we cannot forget our near and dear ones that have passed away, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah, our grandparents, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Our mashayikh and our teachers and our appas, Ya Allah. We beseech you today, Ya Allah. Fill the graves with noor, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al quburahum rawdatan min riyadil jinan, Ya Allah. Make the graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, today, Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Especially in Gaza, Ya Allah. Today, Ya Allah, while we will go home, Ya Allah. Beautiful homes and comfortable homes, Ya Allah. Beautiful clothing, Ya Allah. There are people in Gaza who are living in refugee camps, Ya Allah. Their homes have been reduced to rubble, Ya Allah. The masajid have been destroyed, Ya Allah. Many of whom have lost their children, Ya Allah. They have no children whatsoever. Their hearts today on the day of Eid is broken, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but they are your ummah, Ya Allah. We know, Ya Allah, it is because of our sins that they are suffering, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, do not look at our sins, Ya Allah. Look at those precious tears of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant them happiness on this day of Eid, Ya Allah. O Allah, in this country, Ya Allah, protect us in this country, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect this country, Ya Allah. Change the condition from instability to stability, Ya Allah. From insecurity to security, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, as being a part of the solution, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are proud, Ya Allah, that this country stood up for justice, Ya Allah. O Allah, let us get this country to continue to stand up for justice, Ya Allah. And let us become a means of supporting, Ya Allah, the upkeep and the progress of this country, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us good rulers, Ya Allah. Rulers who are just, Ya Allah. Rulers who are not corrupt and make them trustworthy, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, there are so many individuals who are present here. You are well aware, Ya Allah, the good desires, the aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Oh Allah, fulfill all the good desires and aspirations. Whatever challenge, difficulty, sickness they are going through, you know very well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Oh Allah, we have heard, as a Maulana Sahib rahmatullahi teaching us, ya Allah, that if a dog is chased from one home, that dog can still go to another home. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. But oh Allah, if you turn away sinful servants like us from your door, ya Allah, then oh Allah, there is no door for us besides your door, ya Allah. Today, ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, ya Allah. Let not a single person leave this gathering except that he or she has been forgiven, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khayr ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.